Blog Talk Radio.
And I looked and I heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven,
saying that aloud, you know, with a loud voice, "Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth because of the remaining blast of the trumpet of the three angels who are about to sound." And I'm going to continue reading this because it really, really is rather frightening. In chapter 9, it states, "Then the fifth angel surrounded, and I saw a star fallen from heaven to the earth. To him was given the key to the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and smoke arose out of the pit like the smoke of a great furnace. So the sun and the air were darkened because of the smoke of the pit. Then out of the smoke locusts came forth upon earth. And to them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. They were commanded not to harm the grass of the earth or any green thing or any tree, but only those men who do not have the seal of God on their foreheads. And they were not given authority to kill them, but to torment them for 5 months. Their torment was like the torment of a scorpion, then a strike, then it strikes when it strikes a man. In those days, men will seek death and will not find it. They will desire to die, and death will flee from them. The shape of the locust was like horses battered for battle, prepared for battle. On their heads were crowns of something like gold, and their faces were like the faces of men. They had hair like women's hair, and their teeth were like lions' teeth. And they had breastplates like breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was like the sound of chariots that made horses running into battle. And they had tails like scorpions, and there were strings in their tails. Their power was to hurt men for five months. And they had as king over them the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon, but in Greek he has the same Apollyon. One woe is past. Behold, still two more woes are coming after these things. Then the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, and saying to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, "Release the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates." And so the four angels who had been prepared for the hour and day and month and year were released to kill a third of mankind. Now remember, they were bound at the great river Euphrates, the Middle East, Iraq. So the four angels who had been prepared for the hour and the day and the month and the year were released and killed a third of mankind. Now the number of the army of the horsemen were 200 million. I heard the number of them, and thus I saw the horses in the vision, those who sat on them at breastplates of fiery red, hyacinth blue, and sulfur yellow, and the heads of the horses were like the heads of lions, and out of their mouths came fire and smoke and brimstone. With these three plagues, a third of mankind was killed by the fire and the smoke and the brimstone which came out of their mouths. This is nuclear holocaust, folks. This is radiation falling on you. This is, you know, yellow rain. This is sulfur. This is acid rains. This is what's happening here. And now we have this depleted uranium contaminating the entire Middle East. Right? And now the Fukushima reactor, the entire world is exposed to extreme levels of radiation. And this is not told to us. This is not not mentioned in the mainstream media for fear, but for, you know, to cause panic and fear, but this is exactly what's happening. And by these three plagues, a third of the mankind was killed by the fire and the smoke and the brimstone which came out of their mouths. And for their power is in their mouth and their tails, for their tails are like serpents having heads, and with them they do harm. But the rest of mankind, who are not killed by these plagues, did not repent of the works of their hands, that they should not worship demons and idols and gold and silver, brass, stone, and wood, which can neither see nor hear nor walk. And they did not repent of their murder, or their sorceries, or their sexual immorality, or their thefts. Chapter 10. I saw still another mighty angel coming down from the heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was on his head. His face was like the sun, and his feet like pillars of fire. It's an atomic bomb. He had a little book open in his hand, and he set his right foot on the sea and his left foot on the land, and cried with a loud voice as when a lion roars. When he cried out, seven thunders uttered their voices. It's an atomic bomb. Now, when the seven thunders utter their voices, I was about to write, but I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, seal up the things which the seven thunders uttered, and do not write them. And the angel whom I saw standing on the sea and on the land raised up his hand to heaven and swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created heaven and the things which are in it, the earth and the things that are in it, and the sea and the things that are in it, and there should be delay no longer. But the days of the sounding of the seventh angel, when he is about to sound, the mystery of God would be finished. And he declared to his servants, the prophets. Then the voice which I heard from heaven spoke to me again and said, go take that little book which is open in the hand of the angel who stands on the sea and on the earth. So I went to the angel and said to him, give me the little book. And he said to me, I take and eat it, and I will make your stomach big. Take and eat it, and it will make your stomach bitter, but it will be as sweet as honey in your mouth. Then I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it, and it was as sweet as honey in my mouth. But when I had eaten it, my stomach became bitter. And he said to me, you must prophesy again about many peoples, nations, tongues, and kings. Chapter 11. Then I was given a reed like a measuring rod, and the angel stood, saying, rise and measure the temple of God, the altar, and those who worship there. But leave out the court, which is outside the temple, and do not measure it, for it has been given to the Gentiles, and they will tread the holy city underfoot for 42 months. And I will give power to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. Exactly what that means, I don't know, but there are the two olive trees and the two lampstands standing before the God of the earth. And if anyone wants to harm them, fire proceeds from their mouth and devours their enemies. And if anyone wants to harm them, he must be killed in this manner. And these have power to shut heaven, so that no rain falls in the days of their prophecy. And they have power over waters to turn them to blood and to strike the earth with all plagues as often as they desire. This is fascinating, too, because under the HAARP program, this can already happen. We're doing it now. Weather is a weapon. When they finish their testimony, the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit will make war against them, overcome them, and kill them. And their dead bodies will lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. Then those from the people, tribes, tongues, and nations will see their dead bodies the 3.5 days and not know their dead bodies, but be but put into the graves. And those who dwell on the earth will rejoice over them, make merry, and send gifts to one another, because these two prophets tormented those who dwell on the earth. And now after the 3.5 days in the breath of life from God entered them, and they stood on their feet, and great fear fell on those who saw them. And they heard a loud voice from heaven saying to them, "Come up here." And they ascended to the heavens in a cloud, and then enemies saw them. In the same hour there was a great earthquake, and a tenth of the city fell. In the earthquake 7,000 people were killed, and the rest were afraid and gave glory to the God of heaven. And a second woe was past, because, or behold, the third woe is coming quickly. Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, "The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever." And the 24 elders who sat before God on their throne fell on their faces and worshipped God, and saying, "We give you thanks, O Lord, O God Almighty, the one who is and who was and who is to come, because you have taken your great power and reigned. And the nations were angry, and your wrath has come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that you should reward your servants and prophets and the saints and those who fear your name, small and great, and should destroy those who destroy the earth." Then the temple of God was opened in heaven, and the ark of his covenant was seen to his temple, and there, seen in his temple, and there were lightnings, noises, thunderings, and earthquakes, and great hail. These things are all happening everywhere around the country, and all over the world right now, in such extreme it's happening in such rapid pace, in such extreme severity, and so many times just in the past year, that I mean, between the floods and the quakes and the tsunamis and the deaths of so many people, and the thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of people contaminated, millions of people being destroyed, and wars and fires and floods. It's just beyond belief that this was actually stated back 2,000 years ago in Revelation. And the difficulties in the translation, I mean, trying to understand what's happening today 2,000 years ago, right? Trying to create that, trying to see, understand the vision with their vocabulary, with their experience is, unbelievable. You can't really quite fully understand it other than the horror that it displays. But the symbolism and the metaphors that are used are definitely describe nuclear holocaust, describes this, the problems we're seeing today, describe this HAARP program, okay, that unleashes these incredible weather patterns around the world, you know, at random, you know, just like they said, you know, that it's angels, you know, if you will. But I guess what bothers me so much, always has, is that in our love for God and humanity, in our love for ourselves and our families and our friends, why would this loving God, this all-knowing, all-loving, whoever, wish to do this, wish to allow this on the earth, unless he has no say in this at all? It's just something that they saw that had to be played out. Something that has got to, it's a play that has to be played out in this strange dimension that we exist in, this third dimension. And for one third of the population of the world to be destroyed at that time, and of course the rest of the world will be destroyed eventually in Revelation, but for it to be destroyed now, when we're so close to the prophetic end time of 2012, in fact, it begins October 28th, the nightmare begins, the ascension begins. And I played a video last night on last night's show, an audio portion of Zbigniew Brzezinski, who was explaining the nightmare that the elite are having at this point, because they're finding it impossible to control the populations around the world, because, as he quotes, there is a universal political awakening, right, amongst the world people, population. They're understanding what's been happening to them and what's happening to them, and they cannot control this except through a police state. They cannot control it anymore. Even under that, they will not be able to control it, and they're afraid that they're going to lose their power. Now, coming from Zbigniew Brzezinski, who is the architect of, you know, the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commissions and Technotronics, you know, he sees this happening. He knows that his vision is about to shatter, because the vision of the global elite is about to end, because, and the power is about to end, because of this political awakening, this global political awakening, where people are suddenly coming to the forefront and not trusting their leaders, not believing anything that's happening, and revolution around the world. All right, we're seeing this. We're seeing this in the collapse of the system, and this is all part and parcel. I mean, can you imagine? You know, I've taken a very difficult topic tonight, because the concepts of annihilation of the human race are so severe, so there's no words for it to explain this, the extreme severity of what we right now are experiencing in this world. I mean, it's very possible. Now, we're looking at the fourth nuclear reactor is about ready to melt down in Fukushima. And at the same time, I mean, the oceans are being polluted with plutonium. Now, this has the potential of destroying at least a third of the Pacific Ocean, possibly more. All right? And, I mean, I was working at a weather satellite report of Fukushima and what it's doing to the Japanese. And last night I noticed that that report stated that over half of Japan, all right, and possibly more, will be uninhabitable because of this cloud of radiation that's coming up. All right, and everyone will be, the population will be moved northward into the northern Japan, and possibly even have to be evacuated from the island, from the nation itself, because they're going to die. You know, everything is contaminated. The food, the water, the livestock, everything is contaminated at thousands and thousands of times above normal, and everyone is looking at potential leukemia and radiation sickness, and Japan is going to undergo the greatest Holocaust ever, and it's of their own making, ever seen. And millions upon millions of Japanese will be dying from this, as well as millions upon possibly billions of people around the world will be dying from radiation-related illness. And crops and livestock and everything, all right? I mean, even right now as we speak, California has received is experiencing 14,000% higher radiation levels, okay, in their milk and in their water and on their ground, all right? It's California, all right? Not to mention all of the other states that have seen 1,000 and 2,000 and 3,000% rise in iodine levels and strontium and so on. And, you know, we just can't under any circumstances deny the existence of this destructive element, and no matter how quiet the national media is about it, it doesn't matter. This is going to come about as one of the greatest health problems that human humanity has ever faced. I mean, a plague the size and scope that could kill billions, several billions of people, okay, on this planet, and possibly more, that we unleashed this demon. But this was the seventh seal of Revelation, because nothing comes close to what has happened here since the beginning of mankind, unless, according to some studies and some researchers, the world endured a nuclear holocaust 25,000 years ago. And we're at it again. In the same place, same time, 25,000 years later. But here we are again. But this was prophesized. And we're just sitting back and letting it happen. Where's the outrage? Where's the outrage to close all nuclear plants, to get rid of this stuff, to once and for all, to, you know. And my fear, my greatest fear, is that this was planned. This was planned. Please refer to last night's program, if you will, and listen to the another video that I played, audio, of course, by Bill Gates, whose main goal is to reduce the population of the world. And he states this, that he is promoting vaccinations because vaccinations kill people and have been successful in the culling of the third world. All right? By vaccinations, you administer the disease, and they die. All right? There's nothing being cured by vaccinations. We're finding that in all vaccinations, which we discussed again in last night's show and have discussed for years on our program. So my concern this evening is to make my listeners understand the parallels here. The prophecies, the prediction, and possibly wonder if we are seeing the unopening of the seventh seal, as well as possibly the end of the world as we know it. In chapter 13 of Revelation, chapter 12. Now a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a garland of 12 stars. Then, being with child, she cried out in labor in a pain to give birth. And another sign appeared in this heaven. Behold, a great fiery red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 diadems on his head. His tail drew a third of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to give birth to devour her child as soon as it was born. She bore a male child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up to God and his throne. Then the woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared by God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought. But they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast down, and serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. And he is cast to this earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren, who accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, because he knows that he has a short time. And now when the dragon saw that he had been cast to the earth, he persecuted the woman who gave birth to the child. But the woman was given 2 wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness to her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the presence of the serpent. So the serpent spewed water out of his mouth like a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away by the blood. But the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed up the blood which the dragon had spewed out of his mouth. And the dragon was enraged with the woman, and he went to make war with the rest of her offspring, who keep the commandments of God and have the testament of Christ. Chapter 13. Then I stood in the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rising up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and on his horns 10 crowns, and on his head a blasphemous name. And now the beast which I saw was like a leopard, his feet were like the feet of a bear, and his mouth like the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power, his throne, and great authority. This is the, many, many scholars have equated this with the European Union, right? The rise of the European Union. And I saw one of his heads as if it had been mortally wounded, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world marveled and followed the beast. So they worshipped the dragon, who gave authority to the beast. And they worshipped the beast, saying, "Who is like the beast? Who is able to make war with him?" And he was given a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies. And he was given authority to continue for 42 months. Then he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name, the tabernacle, and those who dwell in heaven. It was granted to him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And authority was given him over every tribe, tongue, and nation. And all who dwell on the earth will worship him, whose names have not been written in the book of life and the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If anyone has an ear, let him hear. He who leads into captivity shall go into captivity, and he who kills with the sword must be killed with the sword. And here is the patience and the faith of the saints. And then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon. And he exercises all the authorities of the first beast in his presence, and causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he performs great signs, so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And he deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he has granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image of the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. He was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, and the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. And here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the numbers of the beast, for he is the number of a man. His number is 666. So we're getting ready. In fact, it's very blah. I just read the other day that they're preparing the world for radio tags. By 2017, they'll be starting to chip people. Yes. Yes. 2017. That's just 5 years away, folks. 6 years away. If we live through that period, if we live through this period. And I heard a voice from heaven, like the voice of many waters, and like the voice of louder thunder. Loud thunder, and I heard the sound of harpists playing their harps. They sang, as it were, a new song before the throne, before the four living creatures and the elders, and no one could learn that song except the 144,000 who were redeemed from the earth. And these are the ones who were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. And these were redeemed from among men, being first fruits to God and to the Lamb. It's, of course, debatable what that is about, quite frankly, but, you know. And in their mouth was found no deceit, for they are without fault before the throne of God. Then I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach to those who dwell in the earth, to every nation, tribe, tongue, and people. And saying with a loud voice, "Fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment has come. And worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and spring of water." And another angel followed, saying, "Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she has made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. Then a third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, If anyone worships the beast in his image and receives his mark on his forehead or his hand, he himself shall also drink of the wine and of the wrath of God, which is poured out full strength into the cup of his indignation. He shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. The smoke of their torment ascends forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night, who worship the beast in his image, and whoever receives the mark of his name. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Then I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, Write, Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their work follow them. When I looked and behold, a white cloud, and on the cloud sat one like the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him who sat on the cloud, and thrust in your sickle and reap to the time has come for you to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. So he who sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. And another angel came out of the temple which is in heaven, and also having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the altar, who had power over fire, and he cried with a loud cry to him who had the sharp sickle, saying, Thrust your sharp sickle, and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. And so the angel thrust his sickle into the earth, and gathered the vine of the earth, and threw it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trampled outside the city, and the blood came out of the winepress up to the horses' bridles for 1,600 furlongs. Then I saw another sign. This is chapter 15. Then I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them the wrath of God is complete. And I saw something like a sea of glass mingled with fire, and those who have the victory over the beast, over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, standing on the sea of glass, having harps of God. They sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are your works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O God, O King of the saints. Who shall not fear you, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy. For all nations shall come and worship before you, for your judgments have been manifested. And after these things I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was opened. And out of the temple came the seven angels having the seven plagues, clothed in pure, bright linen, and having their chests girded with golden bands. Then one of the four living creatures gave to the seven angels seven golden bowls full of the wrath of God, who lives forever and ever. And the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power, and no one was able to enter the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels were completed. Chapter 16. Then I heard a voice from the temple saying to the seven angels, Go and pour out the bowls of the wrath of God on the earth. So the first went and poured out his bowl upon the earth, and a foul and loathsome sore came upon the men who had the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. Then the second angel poured out his bowl on the sea, and it became blood as of a dead man, and every living creature in the sea died. Then the third angel poured out his bowl on the river and springs and waters, and they became blood. And I heard the angel of the water saying, You are righteous, O Lord, the one who is and who was and who is to be, because you have judged these things. These things I don't understand why God would judge fish, you know, or all these other things that he created. I can understand man, I guess. Free will and which way he chooses and so on, but
to destroy his entire creation.
Wonderful and beautiful as it is. Why would he do this? Why would he take this away from man? And the only way that I can, the only thing I can understand, the only possible explanation for this would be to strip man of all he knows, all he loves, all he is in this existence, so he can never come back to it, so he can never look back at it. It doesn't exist anymore. It's gone. And with that, propelling mankind into the fourth dimension, into the next phase of his evolution, into another universe, if you will, or another existence, another reality completely. And just as in Lot, you know, the wife turned around to look at the destruction of her past, of the city, of this, you know, the frightening horror of a nuclear blast of Sodom and Gomorrah.
And she turned.
She turned around and she turned into a pillar of salt. Well, in those days, the Hebrew translation for salt was actually vapor, right? And she was vaporized, is what happened. She became vaporized. And anyone who looked at that, right, and didn't hide behind the rocks or the caves that Lot and his children did, were vaporized, and his wife was vaporized. And I guess what I'm trying to get at is I'm trying to figure out some rational explanation for what the hell is going on here. Why would God destroy his entire creation and all that we call home? The reason, and the only reason that I can see this, is because it is for us to grow into, to leave our bodies, to leave this world, as much as we love it, as much as it is a beautiful place that hasn't been soiled and destroyed by mankind. Filth of the cities and the filth of the, you know, garbage dumps and, you know, polluted seas and oil spills and, you know, plutonium poisoned oceans and, you know, what we have done to this world, what we are doing to this world is a crime. It's a crime against ourselves, a crime against humanity, and a crime against all living creatures. And perhaps in that way, those who will survive, have faith, they are somehow right with God, and then maybe they will rise. Maybe they will. Maybe those who are not right who are not, who care less, okay? Those who are destroying their fellow man, people are killing in wars and killing and polluting the oceans, willfully polluting and killing others for greed and profit, is like these people deserve the worst of death, the worst kind of death, right? And suffer for eternity for their crimes. There can be no forgiveness to this. Cannot. If someone would willfully poison a child, willfully poison people, billions of people at the drop of a hat, as a plan to cull the world of useless feeders, that's what they call us. These demonic, horrible creatures, they call themselves human beings. Or not. They have no humanity. These are demons. We can point them out. We can see them. We know who they are. They're our leaders. They're the media. They're celebrities. They're commanders. They're the military. They're the corporations that are polluting the earth. Nuclear reactors, utility companies, oil companies, uranium mining companies, coal companies. These companies are destroying our planet, destroying it, and pulling out from it the lifeblood that is, that is being burned as from the energy, as energy sources. When any other energy sources are available that do no harm to the planet, but because they are an endless source of supply, there can be no way to make money off of it. How can you make money from the sun? How can you make money from the rain? How can you make money? How can you make money? That's why these technologies have been sequestered and hidden. Even though they're available, they've been hidden. And I'm hoping, before it's too late, they are revealed. I've only got about 8 minutes left, and let me finish this. Chapter 16 of Revelation. Then I heard a loud voice from the temple saying to the seven angels, "Go and pour out the bowls of the wrath of God on the earth." So the first went and poured out its bowl on the earth, and the foul and loathsome sore came upon men who had led the mark of the beast. And this is interesting because can't you see the infections caused by these RFIDs, marks of the beast. Okay. And then the second angel poured out a bowl on the sea, and it became blood, and the dead man. I just read this, but these are the symptoms. These are the things we have to look forward to. Men were scorched with great heat, and they blasphemed in the name of God who was poor over their plagues, and they did not repent and give him glory. Then the fifth angel poured out his bowl on the throne of the beast, and his kingdom became full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues because of the pain. And they blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and did not repent of their deeds. Then the sixth angel poured out his bowl. Now that's radiation sickness. That's what that is. Sores, creating sores and, pain that gnawed their tongues and because of the pain. We're talking serious problems here. And then the sixth angel poured out his bowl to the great river Euphrates, and its waters dried up, so that the way of the kings from the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are spirits of demons performing signs, which go out to the king of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. And behold, I am coming as a thief. Blessed is he who watches and keeps his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. And they gathered them together to the place called in Hebrew Armageddon. Then the seventh angel poured out his bowl into the air, and a loud voice came out of the temple of heaven from the throne, saying, "It is done." And there were voices, and there were noises, and thunderings, and lightnings, and there were great earthquake, such a mighty and great earthquake as had not occurred since men were on the earth. And now the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell. And great Babylon was remembered before God to give her cup of wine as the fierceness of his wrath. And then every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And great hail from heaven fell upon earth, men like hailstones, about the weight of a talent. And men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, since that plague was exceedingly great. And chapter 17. Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and talked to me, saying to me, "Come, I will show you the judgment of the great harlot who sits on the many waters, and with whom the king of the earth committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth were made drunk with the wine of her fornication." So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast, which was full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and seven horns. I always wondered if this was the world media, because basically there's only seven major corporations that rule the world's media. And the women were arrayed in purple and scarlet and adorned with gold. They're talking these info babes, okay, that are on television everywhere and seen everywhere, held up as, you know, adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls, having in her hand a gold cup full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication, and on her forehead a name written, "Mystery Babylon, the great, the mother of harlots and of the abomination of the earth." I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I marveled with great amazement. But the angel said to me, "Why did you marvel? I will tell you the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carries her, which has the seven heads and the ten horns. The beast that you saw was and is not, and will ascend out of the bottomless pit and go to perdition. And those who dwell on the earth will marvel, whose names are not written in the book of life and the foundation of the world, when they see the beast that was and is not and yet is. Here is the mind which has wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits. And there are also seven kings. Five have fallen. One is and the other has not yet come. And when he comes, he must continue a short time. And the beast was what? And the beast that was and is not is himself also the eighth, and is of the seventh, and is going to perdition. And the ten horns which you saw are ten kings who have received no kingdom as yet, but they receive authority for 1 hour as kings with the beast. And these are of one mind, and they will give their power and authority to the beast. And these will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, for he is the Lord of lords and King of kings, and those who are with him are called chosen and faithful. And then he said to me, "The waters which you saw, where the harlot sits, are peoples, multitudes, nations, and tongues. And the ten horns which you saw on the beast, these will hate the harlot, make her kings of earth. And there's a number of other chapters, and maybe I can get into this next week to read the 22 chapters. Or maybe I could actually finish it tonight. And let me just read chapter 18, because I think this is a good one to end with. Although there's 22 chapters. After these things, I saw another angel coming down from earth, or from heaven, having great authority, and the earth was illuminated with his glory. And he cried mightily with a loud voice, saying, Babylon the Great is fallen, and has become a dwelling place of demons, a prison for every foul spirit, and a cage for even every unclean and hated bird. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have become rich through the abundance of her luxury. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of here, my people, lest you share in her sins, and lest you receive of her plagues. For her sins have reached to heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. Rend it to her just as she renders to you, and repay her debts according to her works in the cup which she has mixed double for her. In the measure that she glorified herself and lived luxuriously in the shame measure, give in the same measure, give her torment and sorrow, for that she says in her heart, I sit as queen and am no widow, and will not see sorrow. Therefore her plagues will come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she will be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judges her. And the kings of the earth who committed fornication and lived luxuriously with her will weep and lament for her, when they see the smoke of her burning, and standing at a distance for fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, the great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour your judgment has come. And the merchants of the earth will weep and mourn over her, and no one buys their merchandise anymore. The merchandise of gold and silver, precious stone and pearls, fine linen and purple silk and scarlet, every kind of citron wood, every kind of object of ivory, every kind of object of the most precious wood, bronze and marble, and cinnamon and incense, fragrance, oil and frankincense, wine and oil, fine cattle, horses, blah, 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 and the fruit that you so longed for, gone from you, and all things which are rich and splendid have gone from you, and you shall find them no more at all. And the merchants of these things who became rich by her will stand at a distance for fear of her torment, weeping and wailing. This is the United States, folks. This is the United States falling down. We are the great consumers. We're the great consumer nation. We're being destroyed. Saying, alas, alas, that great city that is clothed in fine linen, purple and scarlet, and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls, for in 1 hour such great riches came to nothing. Every shipmaster, all who travel by ship, sailors, and as many as trade on the sea, stood at a distance, and cried out when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, What is like the great city? They drew dust on their heads, and they threw dust on their heads and cried out, weeping and wailing, and saying, alas, alas, that great city in which all who had ships on the sea became rich by her wealth, for in 1 hour she is made desolate. And rejoice over her, O heaven, and you holy apostles and prophets from God, revenge due on her. Then the mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and threw it into the sea, saying, thus with violence the great city Babylon shall be thrown down and shall not be found anymore. And the sound of harpers, music, flutists, and trumpeters shall not be heard in you anymore. No craftsman of any craft shall be found in you anymore. And the sound of the millstone shall not be heard in you anymore. And the light of a lamp shall not shine on you anymore. And the voice of prayer of a bridegroom and bride shall not be heard in you anymore. For your merchants were the great men of the earth, but by your sorcery all the nations were deceived. And in her was found the blood of prophets and saints, and of all who were slain on the earth. After these things I heard a loud voice of a great multitude in heaven, saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power and belong to the Lord our God. For true and righteous are these judgments, because he has judged the great harlot who corrupted the earth in her fornication, and he has avenged on her the blood of his servants shed by her. And again they said, Alleluia. Her voice and her smoke rises up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and four living creatures fell down and worshipped God who sat at the throne, saying, Amen. Alleluia. And a voice came up from the throne, saying, Praise our God, all you, his servants, and those who fear him, both small and great. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as the sound of many waters, and as the sound of mighty thunderings, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. And let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory. I don't quite follow all of this. I don't know how many people will be left. He's going to destroy the whole world. But, but then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold of the dragon, that serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. And he cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up, and set a seal on him, so that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years are finished. But after these things, he must be released for a little while. And I saw thrones, they sat on them, and the judgment was committed to them. Then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received his mark on their forehead or their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead did not live again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. And blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. For over such the second death has no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him for 1,000 years. And now, when 1,000 years have expired, Satan will be released from his prison, and will go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, together to battle, and number is as the sands of the sea. And they went up to the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil who deceived them, who cast into the lake of fire and brimstone where the beast and the false prophet are, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. And then I saw a great white throne and him who sat on it, for whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and the books were open. And another book was open, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged according to their works by the things which were written in the books. And the sea gave up the dead who were in it, and the death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them, and they were judged, each one according to his works. And death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. found written in the Book of Life was cast into the lake of fire. Quite frightening, actually, you know. And, anyway, I've gone on quite long here tonight, longer than I expected. And there's still a few chapters left to Revelation, which, quite frankly, and more and more obscure. And but I think I made my point tonight. I hope I did. I made the comparison to what's happening today, and the nightmare of the Fukushima and the Gulf oil spills and the acid rains and the oil rains and the radiation rains and the contamination of the water. In the air throughout the world. I mean, this is, if this is not the revelation and the seventh seal, I don't know what could possibly equate to that. And we'll see in the very near, very, very near future, perhaps within months and maybe even a year, the world will be notified that the third of the oceans are dead. Third of the land base is dead. Third of the world population is dead due to radiation sickness. And once that happens, then we'll have to retreat underground, perhaps. Those who are still living. Fear of radiation. I don't know where anybody's going to eat or what they'll probably die. I have no idea. What will become of this country or this world, and I don't know if I want to be around when it happens. It'll be merciful to be dead. So, anyway, I want to thank you for listening tonight. On that note, a rather grim, may leave you with some questions of your own. And I hope so. You know, I really do. And I hope enlightened you. And maybe for many of you, this is the first time you've read Revelations. I've read it a number of times over the many years, but it seems to be more and more. It makes more and more and more sense to me. In light of the many catastrophes that we've seen, environmental catastrophes we've seen in the last year. So I believe we're living in the last days. What that brings about, I don't know. The end of man or the beginning of man, true man. And maybe we'll get a chance to really exist in wonderment without all the bad. Just live in a world with there's good. That would be wonderful. There's good friends and good neighbors. Good shepherds and good husbands and good fathers and mothers. And maybe that's a utopian dream, but it's one that I think millions, billions of people are having or have, striving to be, regardless of their plights, regardless of where they live or their horrible existence. I want to thank God, everybody, and hope you had a good time. Good night. And tonight with this song, kind of a little, but it's called All Is Not Lost.